Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Scott Smith on the stats, Steve Scott on the board at the station. Warsaw 41, Wawasee 7 in the 40th edition of the W Trophy game. And the Warriors have third down and 8 from the Tiger 10-yard line as we start the fourth quarter of play. The Warriors have put together a pretty good drive against the Tigers' second-string defense. Haynes under center from the 10. Takes the snap, fakes the pitch, rolling out, being chased, going to flip it out and throws it incomplete. Walker Perry was right up in his grill as he cut that loose. And that was the best outcome that was going to come from that play for Wawasee, Andy.
Oh, yeah. I will say there was, number 7. Jalen, yes. Lowry was wide open in the end zone. But, yeah, there's no chance.
No.
No chance at all.
And the Warrior players all looking over to the side to see what Wawasee's going to do. It looks like they're going to go for it. Although there's 15 on the play clock, and I'm not sure they're going to be able to put a play together and get it executed before this 8 seconds runs out. Fourth down and 8. They can get a first down without getting a touchdown. Haynes, quick drop, looking, lobs it up to the near corner of the end zone, and it's out of bounds, incomplete. Intended over on the near side for Lowry. Well covered on the play by the Tiger secondary. And the Warriors turn it over on downs with 11:51 left to go in the game. And the Tigers up 41-7.
Yeah, I'm not sure that pass was 2-3 yards out of bounds. I'm not sure that would have been complete anyway. But
no, it would not have been.
No. And let's see what our offense can do here. Just put together, more than anything, just need to run clock at this point. We're 1 point away. What I thought you were going to say about the mac and cheese thing is that you're a broadcast major at Butler and not a math major, because we talked about the 35 points, not 34 points.
Yes,
but
correct. Now, nobody taught me what to do when you got mac and cheese on your binoculars and you can't see because you set your binoculars down in this little lump of mac and cheese that was on the table that you didn't notice.
I blame it on Hunter.
Yeah, as you should. On the handoff up the middle, the ball came out, and the Tigers jump on it. The Tigers fumbled the ball, but they jump on it at the 16-yard line. It ends up being a gain of 6 on the play. Jack Bradford gets credit for the fumble recovery and another Tiger fumble. This one they don't lose.
And there's just a massive humanity there. I didn't even see the ball or what happened there, if it was just a loose grip or.
Second down and 4. Almost 5. McCray hands off up the middle. And again, this is Kendrick Stuckey. Stuckey gets to the 20-yard line. And it'll be third down and about a yard and a half to go. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, drive of the game, final stats, play of the game, Bob Lovell, in that order.
In that order.
Third down and 2. Tigers haven't had too many third down chances tonight. And they hand off up the middle, and Bradford with the carry. Jack's got a first down out past the 20-yard line to the 23.
He's had a good couple drives on offense and defense, and Tiger baseball player.
A sophomore who's going to be a regular member, contributing member of this football team for some time to come.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have a hard time keeping him off the field. Bradford is a late add. Jack's going to run and be the fullback here. 10 on the play clock. Warsaw's got time. 10:17 to go. Warsaw leads 41-7. And they hand it off up the middle. And the carry is Bradford's. And he gets to the 30-yard line, looks like. Yep, gain of 6. Beautiful night for football. Funny thing about this time of year, when the sun goes down, which it goes down earlier than does in the summer, it gets cool really fast. And it has cooled off very nicely here. It was Friday night in mid-September. And a handoff up the middle, and this time Bradford's going nowhere. No gain in the play for Jack. Thrown back by several defenders, including Caden Andrew, and it will be third down and four coming up for the Warriors, or for the Tigers, with 9:20 left to go in our game. Wallasey will fall to 1-3 on the season. They beat Jimtown 10-9 in week one, then lost to Winnemac 35-19, and lost last week to Northwood 36-7. Third down. And whistle sound. Warsaw takes timeout. Timeout, Tigers. 9:04 left to play in the game. Warsaw 41, Wallasey 7. Back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Good game going on up in Apennee. Mitchell-Walk after their big win over Concord. Clearly having a bit of a letdown, Andy.
Yep.
It's Northwood, what'd you say, 19-16?
19-16. Late in the third.
Pastor Bruce Barlow in the press box tonight. Good to see him. We'll see him on Sunday morning. From the 30, third down. Option play left, and McCray kept it, and he shouldn't have. He should have handed that off. The fullback would have had big yardage up the middle. He kept it, and he lost 2 yards back to the 28. That's going to be fourth down, and the Tigers are going to go for it with 8:50 and the clock runs here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you're right. There was a big gap up the middle, and didn't choose correctly.
You have a split second to read that defensive end on whether you should keep it or give it.
Yep.
And he just made the wrong decision there. Fourth down and call it six. McCray sends a man in motion. Play action fake. Going to throw it. Throws it over the middle, and it's going to be batted. Incomplete. Incomplete. Pass intended for Trey Patterson at the 40-yard line. The Tigers turn it over on downs with 8:18 left to go. Up 41-7.
And I know Wawasee has 7 points, but those were defensive points as a result of the fumble recovery. And so you'd have to think some of these defensive players for Warsaw want to preserve. I know it's not a shutout, but the defense has not allowed a touchdown or any points. So I know the ball's on our 28, and you'd like to think that our defense would like to keep the Warriors out of the end zone here.
Oh, yeah, they would.
A little bit of pride
here. You don't think that those guys know that they haven't, that the defense hasn't given up any points?
Yep.
Here's the weird part. If this score ends this way, that would be the second week in a row that Wallasey would have scored on defense and not on offense. Pit sweep left. Sender going left. Gets the outside 25. Pushed to the sideline and pushed out of bounds. Looked like he's at the 19-yard line, so that'd be a gain of 9 yards on a first down carry. And, again, the Warrior offense is still the first string offense against the Tiger JV defense.
Well, it's kind of the reciprocal there. They want to put points on us. You know, offensive points on us.
Well, they're still working on stuff.
Yeah.
And again, they don't have great numbers.
Right.
So they're going to play the JV game in Syracuse tomorrow at 10. They'd like to have their JV fresh.
Yep.
Haynes takes the snap, pitches near side. Running to the near side, this is Lehman, I think. Yes. Lehman on the carry. And he'll be thrown down at the 12-yard line. And that's a first down for Wallasey. Put the ball at the 13-yard line. First down and 10 for the Warriors. Under 8 minutes to go in the game, and Warsaw leading 41-7. About to keep the W Trophy for the 11th straight time. Pitch sweep left. This is Evans. Gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. Got away. Down to the 11-yard line. He made a 3-yard gain out of what could have easily been a 2-yard loss.
Walker Perry there kind of whiffed a little bit.
Yes, he did.
It happens.
Yes, it does.
Happens to the best of us.
Yep. That's another kid.
Yeah, gonna be for sure.
He's going to be.
Absolutely.
What position he is will depend on how much he grows. And it's Haynes on the keeper. Turns up field, makes a man miss, stumbles, and goes down at the 8-yard line. Gain of 3 on the play. Third down coming up for the Warriors. Because this guy is a dirt bike guy. right? I mean, he's a tough guy. Yep. He's used to physical contact, not afraid of anything at all. And at the same time, you know, when you're playing big boy football, you start writing checks your body can't cash. That can be bad.
That's right.
Now, the Warriors are a little late sending people on the field, and they're going to have to take timeout. 6:29 to go in the game. Warsaw 41, Wawasee 7. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw with a 41-7 lead over Wawasee. The Warriors facing third down and 5 at the Tiger 8-yard line. The reason for the timeout was because the Warrior quarterback was injured. And they have changed quarterbacks. And Mason Hatfield is in the game at quarterback. And he's going to keep it, and he's going to wish he got rid of it, because there are 1, 2, 3, 4 Tigers there to stand him up. And eventually they all go down to the ground at the 10-yard line. Loss of 2 on the play, and now it's fourth down for Wawasee.
And just on that play, you can tell just the difference there.
6 minutes left in the game. Tigers have been in control since a touchdown when they were up 14-7, that put them up 20-7. They missed the extra point, but it's been all Tigers ever since. The beautiful thing about it is Warsaw can look at all kinds of mistakes that they've made again tonight that are fixable things, but they got to fix them. Hatfield, and now whistles and flags fly. And another timeout. Timeout called by the Warriors with 5:38 left to go in the fourth quarter. Concord will be here next Friday. Airtime 6:10. Kickoff 7 o'clock.
Looks like they have a kind of a workmanlike lead over Northridge.
Yeah, I was surprised at that score, that it's not a little wider. It's 21-7. Concord in the fourth quarter. Northwood still leading Mishawaka. Plymouth way ahead of Goshen. Concord will be here next week, and then the Tigers go to Plymouth and Mishawaka in back-to-back weeks before coming home to wrap up the regular season. Am I talking about the end of the regular season already? Wrap up the regular season with home games against Northwood and Northridge. And then the schedule will change again next season. And I have it. They know what it is. I just haven't looked at it to see what it is. Fourth down and 7 for the Warriors. Back to throw. Quick throw far side. It's going to be tipped and incomplete. Oh, and it should have been intercepted there by the Tigers. Ethan Sinclair was thinking about how he was going to celebrate that touchdown at the north end zone, and it went right through his hands and to the turf. Yeah, Warsaw ball with 5:34 to go.
There were not a lot of Warriors in between him and the north end zone.
I wasn't anybody going to catch him.
No, nope. Probably going to wish he had that one back, but as it stands, you got 5:34 left, and know the kind of plays we're going to run and probably just kind of burn some clock here.
Warsaw with the ball at the 10-yard line. 5.5 minutes to get rid of, to get to 3-1 on the season. McCray in there at quarterback. Nope, check that. It's Sauer in there at quarterback, and he's going to keep it. He's going to turn up field, and he makes a man miss and then gets slung down. Out past the 15 to the 17-yard line. That's a gain of 7 for Brady Sauer. 5'8", 180-pound sophomore. Again, somebody's going to have to tell this kid he can't play, because he just keeps doing things when they put him out there that make you think he's going to be there on Friday nights soon.
That's right.
If not before next year. From the far hash mark, open side of the field is left. Sauer is going to keep it and get hit and throw it for a loss back to the 15. Loss of 2 on the play. Brody Young on the stop for Wawasee. Third down and 5 coming up for Warsaw with 4:40 to go.
And Brody was in the backfield as soon as we snapped the ball. He was there.
Third down, and it's really four and a half, but we'll call it five. We round up on these things. Sauer under center. Takes the snap. Option play right. Hands off up the middle. Fullback dive. We'll get a couple of yards. Stuckey on the carry. Give him 3 yards to 28. It's fourth down and two. 4:07 left. Clock running. Tigers will be 3-1, and the Warriors will have lost three in a row and be 1-3. Beautiful night for football, and the Tigers are about to be victorious. Sauer on fourth down and three. Takes the snap, option play right, will turn up field. He's got the first down across the 20-yard line, out to the 23-yard line. He's not done yet. He's not done. They're only going to give him forward progress to the 23, but Andy, they right. never did tackle him.
Well, I'll tell you what, that far line judge started walking in to spot the ball, and he wasn't down.
No.
He was still moving forward, and then now they spotted at the 24.
He's something. He's not very big.
Yep. Well, it's but just a want to, and he made a juke cut there that was impressive.
5'8", 180. 3:24 to go. Warsaw 41, Wallasey 7. About to win the W Trophy for an 11th straight year. Sauer sends a man in motion. Will hand off up the middle. And again, this is the fullback, Stuckey. Stuckey gets stopped right at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Second down and 10. 3 minutes left to play. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring. Drive the game. Play the game. Final stats.
Boy, for another week, I'm going to have to dig deep on this one.
Good luck.
Yep.
We may have to coordinate. I think I think your drive, my drive and your play may be related.
Maybe.
Second down from the 25. Sauer hands off up the middle. No room to go. The Warriors were ready for the dive up the middle. It's going to be a loss of a yard for Stuckey back to the 24. Third down and 11 coming up for the Tigers. Check that. That was Bradford.
Yep.
Let me change that, Scott. That was Bradford on that carry. Third and 11. And it's Sauer to the line. Takes a good long look around. Lets the play clock run a little bit. Option play left, and he's going to be hit from behind and thrown for another loss. Sauer this time in the carry, thrown back to the 23. It's a loss for another yard. It'll be fourth down, and the Tigers will keep the offense on the field. Under 2 minutes left to go.
Not only are we emptying our bench here late in the fourth quarter, but, very, very vanilla on offense. So the Wawasee kind of, let's say they know what we're going to do, but they know what we're going to do. A little bit of a disadvantage for us.
Sauer under center on fourth down. Play action. He's going to throw it. Looking, and he's going to be hit. Now he's going to reverse field. He's going to throw it down the field, and it's going to be incomplete. Sauer intended that pass to Milo Miller. It was short. It wouldn't have been enough to get the first down anyway. And the Tigers turn it over on downs with 1:17 to go, up 41-7.
So, again, we're talking about, a defensive shutout. And, again, I know there's 7 points on the board. That was a fumble recovery for a touchdown. Got to think that defense wants to preserve that quote-unquote shutout. And, again, on the reverse, Wallasey wants to put that offensively in the end zone.
Well, think about it. They haven't scored an offensive touchdown in 2 weeks. They did not score a touchdown on offense last week. The only score they got was a defensive scooping score that put them up on Northwood by 7.
Yep.
Warriors with the ball at the Tiger 23. And they'll hand off up the middle. And there is a sea of humanity at the 20-yard line.
That's a good way to put it.
I'm trying to figure out who has the ball. I have binoculars.
Good luck.
I can't figure out who has the ball.
Well, you've got your binoculars have been compromised.
That's McKibben. McKibben on the carry. Still out there. Gain of 3 on the play. Second down And seven coming up for Wallace team with 45 seconds left to play. Hatfield takes the snap, going to keep it, going to turn upfield, got some room, 15. He's inside the 10, down to the 5. He'll be stopped at the 1-yard line, first down and goal. A gain of 19 for Hatfield, and the Warriors are 3 feet away from breaking the goal line. I don't know that Matt Thacker was thinking about like trying to score here.
Right,
but now he certainly is this close with 20 seconds left in the clock running. The Warriors do have a timeout. McKibben behind Hatfield. Tigers showing blitz. They're coming. Hatfield up, or McKibben up the middle. No signal yet. Still no signal. And the clock is going to run out, and that's it. He didn't make it, and the Warriors didn't make it. And they are denied offensive points for a second week in a row. And the Warsaw Tigers have beaten the Wawasee Warriors 41-7. And for the 11th game in a row, they keep the W Trophy right here in Tigertown. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw.